Yeah. Just because it's the Emmaus Cletus today, the first day of Cletus. So, it's an interesting Shavur. I think it's good eye to hear it. And Shavur says it's in a Tovkuf Pei Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch speaks about the different Nuschois of the Tefillah that change, starting of Shoshana, says Yemei Tshuva, Slichas. So he says a few diyukim of how we're supposed to daven, how we're supposed to pronounce the words of davening. So he says that when he says Zocheinu Lechaim, Yoimar Bishvot Achas Alamin Velo Yoimar Bepata Dalit Elod Nishtame Leach Lochaim Kloimar Loichaim. That we say Zocheinu Lechaim, so with a Shvot rather than a Pata, so he should sound like he says to the Ribbono Shel Olam of Zocheinu Lechaim, remember us to life, rather than you were pronouncing Lachaim, which would mean the same thing, to life. It could be a predictor, would be more correct to say Lachaim than Lechaim, but we want to be very careful that we don't say Lochaim, not to life. So therefore we're very metactic to say Lechaim. But then it says like this. But the rest of the years, so we say Lahamideinu Malkeinu Lachaim. Then we can say the Pasach. Lahamideinu Malkeinu Lachaim. So why is it a whole year we're not makbid, and then Rosh Hashanah we're very makbid with the correct pronunciation? The Zokta Mishabura, but the reason is like this. Ubeyomim ho'elu shehen yemei din torek ledaktek uleparet heitet tfilosa. When we're in the Yemei Din, we're in front of a judge, standing for Sonny and Kippur, Slichus. And the Yemei Din, so you don't go in front of a judge unless you're very well prepared. Right? And in a good attorney, he probably prepares every word he knows ahead of time that he's going to say to the judge. So you can't find the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though we know, and the Ribbono Shel Olam knows very well what you mean. When you say Zocheinu Lachaim, if you say Lachaim, he knows you don't mean Lochaim, you mean Lachaim. But Zotim Mishavura, it doesn't matter. You said Lachaim or Lochaim, so you said the wrong word. The Zata says you may chuva or shani and kippah, you may slichus. A whole year, he says, but you only more able shen, you may deem tarak le dachik le fard hate this philosoph. Now, Veshar Yemoy Tashana, but if you're talking about the rest of the year, אנו אומרים והמידינו מלכנו לחיים ואין אנו חוששים לפי שאחר כבון הצלף אין הדבר. The rest of the year, whatever we have in mind, that's what the Ribbon Shalom is Mekabel. But for some reason, on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, when you inflict it, it's very important to be medactic in the words, to say the words correctly. If you inflict Rosh Hashanah and something else, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is mekabel, as it said, not as what you mean in your heart, because it's the Yemei Adin. We're being judged now. So, Memela, it's just important to realize that when we daven Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and a certain Yemei Tshuva, to really become familiar with the Machzor. And to get a Machzor that's Meduyot, and a Machzor that has the proper Nekudot. In Halach it says, as we'll see, that you have to prepare the Machzor ahead of time. But that was then. Not everybody had a Machzor. People daven Baal Peh a lot. Today we all Baruch Hashem, you've seen everybody stand there, 5-6 Maratoyim with all kinds of Pirushim. But whatever it is, we have to be careful to pronounce the words correctly in the Yemei Adin, not to Chas V'Shalom say the wrong words. For example, one of the examples that comes to mind is Avinu Malkeinu, Kira Roya Gezar Dineinu. Many people scream out, Kira Roya. Yeah? Tear the badness. And then they stop. Gezar Dineinu. Be goyzer the din. That's the keto what you want. You just don't want that. So we're pointing this out. You want it to be Kira Roya Gezar. Tear the badness of the Gezar and then Dineinu. So that you know that it doesn't mean Gezar Dineinu. You're not asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to be goyzer your din. That's not what we want. We want Rachmanis. But in all these things, it says to make tshuva. You have to be careful how you say it, even though the Rebbe Shlomo knows exactly what you mean. And you know what you mean also. But the way the words are pronounced, and it says to make tshuva, the Mishpura says it's very important, even though it may not be as important that you should be medactic in the lashon the rest of the year. So it's kedai to get a machza. And a lot of machzayim have, you know, before each piyut or before each addition or between the Milus Menesre, you know, explanations of Yeshomim that you do say this, Yeshomim that you don't say that. Familiarize yourself with what you do say and what you don't say and where the commas are and where the periods are. So Yeshomim Kassisholm said the thing, the famous thing is in Krishna. In Krishna, so everybody, if you're listening to Krishna, so most people will say, Behishtachavisem Lofem. Right? And you will bow down to Getchke. Now obviously what you mean to say is that eventually if you don't listen to the mitzvahs and you don't do the mitzvahs, etc., etc., this is what will happen. It's a simple. But if you pronounce the word Behishtachavisem, Al Pi Diktok, it doesn't mean that. Al Pi Diktok, it means go bow down to Getchke. It's a tzibur. Mishtachavisem, go be mishtachavisem to Getchke. So obviously that Krishna doesn't mean that. The question is not being mitzavi to whoever of the Torah. So the medatikim will say the hishtachavisem, then it's a sipur with the accent at the end. So I'm not saying that we have to be so medatik, but as Tzeretzim Meshuvah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a lot of people find it that if you're not medatik in Krishna, you're not Yotzi Krishna. Krishna has to be very meduktik. So it's good, especially now these days, to take off a little bit of time and to look over the mazbeh, to look over to see that we say the words correctly and we pronounce them correctly so that we Yotzi the speech. Okay. Now the first thing that happens on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, it's a little bit, we've got a whole week, but HaTorah Nedarim, it's the first thing that that we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, really the first thing is that we don't say Tachtim by davening on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though we do say by Slichus, even if the Slichus are said when it's already daytime, like a lot of places do. You still say Tachnun by Slichus, and but you don't say by Shachris, because Rosh Hashanah is considered a Yom. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, and Erev Yom Tov is not Tachnun. That's the first. Second of all, after davening the Hatorah Nedarim, the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says the Hatorah Nedarim should be before Chatzos. Now it shouldn't be postponed. A lot of people you come to Mincha in Shul, and you see people being Matan Nedarim. Okay, it's not also, but the Chatzilah should be done before Chatzos. You can be Matan Nedarim. It doesn't have to be one person being Matar at the time. In many places you see there's a whole group of people that are Matan Nedarim together. I think the minhag in most places is that each one individually does it rather than a whole choir, but if you see places where there's a whole choir, it's fine. The halacha, you can be Matan Nedarim, a lot of people together. Now, what do women do as Hatorah Nedarim? Now, women also make Nedarim, not only us. And who's Matir their Nedarim? So, someone in Tshuva say that you can be Matir the Neder of a woman, she can make you a Shliach. She could say to you, be my Shliach to be Matir Neder. And in Shulchan Aruch Yeridei, in Hilchos Nedarim, Mitake says that a Baal to become a Shliach to be Shoyal Nidra Ishtar. It's about in general, not just a Nev Rosh Hashanah. If a woman makes a Nev and she wants to be Matir that Nev, so she doesn't have to go on a Kerov Beis Din herself. She can send her husband as a Shliach. But there's only one condition, that it has to be that the Beis Din is already sitting there. It has to be a Beis Din Shel Shloisha that is sitting there, and then the husband can come to the Beis Din and say, I want to be not Matir, my wife, the daughter. But for him to specially go ahead and gather Dayanim to be Matir, his wife in the Torah, so then that already says in the Shaf that he's not allowed to do, because it could very well be that his wife is a little bit ashamed of being Matir this particular matter, and she doesn't want that her husband to do that. But if her husband just sees, if he sees people there, he can go ahead. So the Mela, the case is an Erev Shoshana, there's always three people there. So a lot of people, and I believe Rosh Zalman Orbach was noyeh to do that he went and he told the Dayanim, and he was Matir Neder, that by the way, what I'm saying for myself, I would like to be mate my wife Nedorim also. And that way, so her Nedorim are also Nusach is the same. Doesn't have to add anything, it just says to the Dayanim, my wife made me a shliach to be mate her Nedorim also. You should tell the Tzaddik that I'm saying for myself, saying it for myself and also for my wife. You don't have to say it twice.
We have to ask your wife, she's
taking on the issue. Yeah, it's good to ask your wife to make it. Or you should take a goof look on some and it's fine. Yeah. Okay, now. If a person is not a nether, he has to understand what he's saying. Now, if he doesn't understand the Lashon HaKodesh, that it's written in the Siddurim and the Margoyim, then that's not a good HaTorah's Nedar. So he should then say it in English. Or at least he should have an idea of what he's saying before he's mastered that. Sorry. Now, Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Yontif, and I'll read it to you. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Before you
were
talking
about some of the
daughters who also
are over 13.
What was that again?
The daughters. Yeah.
Because
the
daughters are over
13,
not married yet.
So yeah, you could do it for your daughters also. A father could be a shliach for his daughter also, yeah. So, the law is like this. I don't have it here because I don't have it. It's in the wrong page. No, it's okay. I have it written down here more or less. Shulchan Aruch says like this, that if a person has a simcha on Yom Tov and he doesn't share it with aniyim, but then the whole mitzvah of simcha Yom Tov is he might not sah. But he has to share the mitzvah of Yom Tov with aniyim. And Mishabura brings a Zohar Kodesh. That's Matvik Neoid, the Oynesh Mishaino Noisen Leoni Mitzu Dosa. Somebody doesn't give to an Oni from his food, the Oynesh is unbelievable. And Memelis is the Minik in all Kutus Israel that there are a lot of Aniyim that are very ashamed to be Aniyim. They're very embarrassed and they're not going to come to ask you. You say, maybe you can give me a meal for Yom Tov or a meal for Rosh Hashanah. So a lot of people do, is they go and they collect for Aniyim, like going for Shabbos and this type of thing. And the Rishonim and the Zohar and all the Tzvarim say tremendous star for making sure that all Aniyim in the city have the Siddur Yom Tov, and that's included in the Siddur Rosh Hashanah too, which is Nikra Yom Tov. And Erev Rosh Hashanah, so there's a special mimic to ask Mechila from all his Taverim and Rav Shona and Rav Yom Kippur again to make sure that they moichel you for anything you may have done to them, and you should give such a Mechila and so on. Then there's a Mimek to be Mevaker Beit HaKvaros and Rav Rosh Hashanah. People are knowing to do that, they go to Beit HaKvaros and Rav Shona Rav Dafke, so Beit HaKvaros is a Kvaros of themselves, but to any Beit HaKvaros and to be Mifal there, because the special Chusim to be in the style of the Kibbutz Tzaddik. It's a mitzvah to take a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the reason for that is because the Torah says as follows, that the Minhag HaOlam is that a person who is going to go through a din, and his whole life is hanging on this din, it's the Yom HaDin, so he gets very depressed, and he's loivish hoirim, he doesn't take a haircut, and he doesn't cut his nails, and so on, and he doesn't trim his beard, or doesn't shave his beard. That's a miracle. But by us, what do? By us, we cut our nails, maybe off in the canon, we shave our beards, we trim our beards, we cut our nails, we cut our nails, we oichlim, we shoichim, we smeichim, and we eat, and we drink, and we're happy, because we know the Bar Shalom will make a nace, even though we don't deserve it. It's going to be mehapeh.
in a kitzeh harakumim, and because of that we're very happy on Yom Tov, and we made it to mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, like any other Yom Tov, to take a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the covered Yom Tov, and to wear Bikta Shabbos and Bikta Yom Tov, the covered Yom Tov. But with that one thing that it says, that since it is Yom Adin, tends to be a little bit more sneered in our clothing than we would be on any other Yom Tov. But it's a mitzvah to dress Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, just a little bit of a lower key. It's a mitzvah to toggle an Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Mishmura says it should be within, and now it's not earlier than an hour before Chatzos. If a person cannot get to the mikveh, so he should at least pour on himself tishakal. Then, as we said before, we should be over the master on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so when it comes to Rosh Hashanah davening, we should be familiar with how to pronounce the word and the title of the verse that we're davening in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. Comes Rosh Hashanah, so we repeat the first thing, Kaddish, Le'elo, Le'elo, or Le'elo, Le'elo, depending on the minute of the Mokom. Now, since Kaddish is supposed to have 28 words, so then we take one word out of the Kaddish to make up for the Le'elo, and that's Min. So instead of saying Min Kol Birchoso, we say Min Kol Birchoso to make one word out of it. Zocheinu L'chaim, like we said before, Zocheinu L'chaim with a Le, rather than L'chaim. And all these things, Zocheinu L'chaim, Yifamoicha, Uchtoiv L'chaim Toivim, Kol V'nevi Zecho, L'tev L'chaim, Baruch V'sholom, that's all Minik of the Man of the Goyim. Since it's a Minik of the Man of the Goyim, it's not from the Ashkenazim of Toivim, it's not from this Man HaTanoim, so then any of such takonas, if you didn't do it, you don't have to repeat the Shmonesh. HaMelech HaKodesh, HaMelech HaMishpat, that's already Medina the Gemara. Once something is Medina the Gemara from the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyza, if you don't say it, you say, Okel HaKodesh instead of HaMelech HaKodesh, so you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esreh. If you say, Melech Oyev Tzedok HaMishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, so you don't have to, because at least the word Melech was pronounced. So that's the Chiluk. The Chiluk is all those things that are Minak HaGeoinim afterwards, so you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esreh. Those things that are Medina Anshe Knesset HaGdoyza, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esreh. What happens if he's mesupas? He doesn't know if he said HaMelech HaKodesh or not. So then he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esreh. How about on Rosh Hashanah itself? He says, okay, 10 passes for Hashem Elokeinu and so on, and then you mesupas if he said HaMelech HaKodesh or not. So then the halakha is on a topic, you don't go back to Shmoneh Esreh, because Mistame, if you said the same passes on all this, you probably said HaMelech HaKodesh also. Right? What happens if you're from those Yidden that only daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Right? They're going to say, no, Haravim, there's a lot of Yidden, they only come to Shul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Right? Yeah. And then Mitzupah, if you said HaMelech HaKodesh, you're not ready to say HaMelech HaKodesh. That's the Rav. That's all they only say. They always say HaMelech HaKodesh. So by then, you can say the Regilus if you say HaMelech HaKodesh, so they won't have to go back to Shmoneh Esreh. You know, the same thing with Retzei on Shabbos, right by us. So how many people here wash a whole week? Now today's the minute if you don't wash a whole week, right? Everybody's on a diet, and bread is no good, you don't wash a whole week. When do you wash? Shabbos! I get phone calls all the time. Rabbi, what should I do? And I'm asking diet, if I eat a little piece of bread, I'll get 17 pounds on Shabbos, and I don't want to wash. How is this? Terrible. Right? So everybody washes only a whole week, you don't bench, right? Shabbos is when you bench. Now you're mesupak if you set your tray. You have to stay over the benching? Oh, that's a shayla, right? Every time you bench, you say Retzei, right? You never bench without Retzei, because you're only benching on Shabbos. So then the Shaili, you have to say davening over again. Anyhow, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't apply here. Sure. Then there's a minute to say Oitzeh HaShalom by all tefillahs. And I'm not talking about the Baruch of Shmoneh Esreh, but also most Klal Yisrael say Oitzeh HaShalom, but by Kaddish. You say Oitzeh HaShalom rather than Oitzeh HaShalom in Roimah. And Bashmoneh Esreh, would you say, Oseh HaShalom, O HaMevorech, Osam Yisrael, Bashalom, that's all in Nimhagim. The Groch, Yadua, helps that you don't change it, and you say, HaMevorech, Osam Yisrael, Bashalom. Hashem came, most of the world changes it to Oseh HaShalom. On Friday night, which is this year's Friday night, Rosh Hashanah, so by Mogen Ovoh, you say, HaMelech HaKodesh, rather than HaKel HaKodesh. What happens if the Chazan made a mistake? He doesn't go back to repeat What happens if you forgot to say Yalav Yovin Shmon Esri Shoshana night? Said the rest of Shmon Esri for a Shoshana, but you forgot Yalav Yovin, because the Chana says you don't have to go back and Dami Shmon Esri. It's not like Yalav Yovin and Rosh Chodesh, that in, during the day, let's say you would have to say over Shmon Esri, because Yalav Yovin is the only time you're mentioning Rosh Chodesh, but here the whole Dami is mentioning Rosh Hashanah, so you don't have to go back. What happens if you send Mekadosh Yisrael Be'azmanim instead of Mekadosh Yisrael Be'yom HaZikaron? Then the halacha is you have to go back and daven again. You know the Yotze with Mekadosh Yisrael Be'azmanim. No, it's the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. I mean, it depends when you remember. If you remember Tosfos Beis Yibo, but if you remember after you already started Retzei, then you have to go back to the beginning. Now there's Peshitin HaMinhagim. Whether you say Shalom Aleichem Friday night, and Eshet Hayil, and Zmiras, and so on, there are those that say, there are those that don't. The Sefer Elos LaMate, the Pirush and the Mate Prime, says that you do say it. A lot of people annoy God to say it. It's a whole mind from Rafut and Shishoni Rafa, and why you don't get those that don't. Why they don't, and he says a moshul that you have a Talmud and a Rebbe, and the Talmud, you know, the Mechaber, the Talmud to say a Shir, and the Rebbe sitting there by the Shir, and the Talmud is saying the Shir. So the Talmud, the Rebbe is so proud of his Talmud saying the Shir that he doesn't interfere with the Shir, he lays back and sits quietly in the back. He says the same thing, all Kedushas Yontif comes from Kedushas Shabbos. So Yontif deals with the Talmud of Shabbos. So when it comes to Yom Tov of Shabbos, which is the Avi, a voice of all Kedusha, lays back quietly, and you don't mention anything about Shabbos in the Tzuvah, you leave it to Yom Tov. That's why they're knowing not to say. Okay, the minhag is to put the challah in Vash, and the Tapuach in Vash, and there are many reasons for that. We all know the Timonim, we all know some of the reasons, but a lot of reasons are Tisoid, and we don't know what they are, and the Meva, we should... Then you make a brocha on the tapuach and poitim et advash. Now the dvash is also not part of the suda. You normally don't eat honey by a suda. So here the borpi hoet that you make on the apple, according to those that make the borpi hoet before they wash, it should also go on the dvash. After you wash, it already becomes part of the Tzuda. But also I make it before, so the fire has to make a brush on the Dvash too. I don't know if the Dvash is topple to the apple or not, it's a topic, so maybe you should have in mind with the Boyer P.O.H. that it's also going to go on the Dvash. Yeah? Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah says on this like this, Tovkuf Pegim of Tzitzot and Hei. V'hine kol elu ha'inyonim. All these inyonim of the simonim that we do on Rosh Hashanah, we have all kinds of simonim that we, like you find in the Archstall Master, it's very, got a lot of simonim. We should try and do as many simonim. Now I think it became a commercial enterprise. Somebody showed me an ad that you can buy a tray, it's already, all the simonim are all set up. There's an ad in the Hamadiyah. You can buy the whole thing already. You don't have to go to food store anymore and buy each individual thing. You can order it, they'll deliver it to your door. Or whatever amount of money, and you have all the simonim in addition to some new simonim that you never had before, all in this tray. So the Mishmura says like this, So therefore it's poshut that in those days we can't be become. Besides the tremendous issue of being become, it should be a good simon. He should be the simcha those days, and he should have tremendous haftoch in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's a closure came from the fact that we do this simon. How about putting salt on the challah? As far as putting salt on the challah, again, the shidnim in Hagen, the those that do, the those that don't. I don't. You want to know why? Because I didn't see my father do it. I don't know why he didn't do it. That's why I don't do it. But there are people that do it, and cholesterol should follow his mimic. What? What do you mean? I was going to put it in honey, you can put salt.
As long as you put in honey into the soul. What day did he stop putting it in honey? I don't think during the week he put it in honey. Shabbat Shua put in honey. And Shoshana put it, I mean, Yom Kippur even put in honey. Sukkot he put in honey until Shmini Atzeret. Until Shmini Atzeret he put in honey. Until Shana, including Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret he also put in honey. No, nothing. No Tanukh either. What? Yeah, so the Mimic it says not to eat sharp things on Rosh Hashanah, the Simantah. Now some people refrain all the way through the end of Yom Tov, to Shmini Atzeret. My father used to refrain from that, but a few things have changed. That's one. Well, that's one of the minhagim which I changed. Yeah. No, Rosh Hashanah I don't. No. Right. Okay, then the Seder Yehirotzen. And so if you're making a bracha, you shouldn't be master to the Yehirotzen. Even though it's questionable, maybe it's not a hefsek, but you shouldn't be master. Either say the Yehirotzen before the bracha, or say the bracha, and then the Yehirotzen. Now, when you make the Baruch Pi Ho'eitz on whatever it is you're making the Baruch Pi Ho'eitz on, have in mind the rest of the prayers. And then remember, and this is important because on Rosh Hashanah, we got to be very, very medactic and think of Seder Metshuva also. In halacha that we normally not so medactic a whole year. And kosher again on those things that we mechuyav to be medactic a whole year. Now one of the things that we medactic a whole year, I mean I don't know if we are, but we should be, is the kedima in brachos. This halacha is the kedima in brachos. It's the whole Shulchan Aruch, it's the whole, this whole time of Gemara, right? And the kedima in brachos is that the payers in Ishtabat for Hemeret Yisrael, those payers that Eretz Yisrael has a shvach from them, have a kedima over other payers, right? Now, the Meila, you should be makbar on that too. If you're going to make the Baruch Pri Ho'eitz and you have a date, or you have an apple, right? So which one is Kedima and the Bracha? The date, because it's perishing in Shabbat where it's so, you should be makbar on that and Rosh Hashanah too. Rosh Hashanah and Orbis, 24 points that out. But on the Yom Adin, that's not the day that we don't want to be medactic in Halakha. That's the day that we want to very, very medactic in halacha. There were people that had a tremendous, tremendous pachat from halacha, not just Rosh Hashanah, but a whole year. But when it's in Aram, we don't have that. We lost that. Somebody told me a ma'aseh that Rabbi Yosheves Soloveitchik was coming to bracha. He was in a big crowd in the room, and somebody pushed him, because of the crowd, and he leaned back against the wall, and he turned off the lights and shouts. And they said he was crying uncontrollably. He couldn't control his crying, that Chilul Shabbos happened to him, through him. It's foreign to us, such a thing. It was a shoyge, and maybe even an oimet, or a mitasek, what he was doing, but so what? That Chilul Shabbos happened through him, there must be a reason why that is. So we have to be very medactic in halacha. It says that the Mir Yeshiva had to build, add a floor to the building. Rabbeinu Shvinkel, before Rabbi was Rosh Yeshiva, and they said if Hashem needed. They had 125 Talmidim when he became Rosh Hashiva, and then by the time he was Nifta, I think it was already close to 1500 Talmidim. That's how fast he grew. And so Rabbeinu was very, very marked in halachas. So they told him that there's somebody in Tel Aviv that's willing to give him a loan that's attached to the inflation, which in Eretz Yisrael means it's just practically giving you a loan for free. Because,
not attached.
What?
Not attached.
Attached,
What?
Or oh, detach, whatever it is. It's Gilo giving you a floor, the loan for free. But the Shaila is a Shaila Ribbit. So they said he spent weeks on the Heteriska trying to figure out exactly which Russian to ask. And then he was with his daughter driving to Tel Aviv, with the Heteriska all ready to go. And right before he got to Tel Aviv, he told his daughter, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't dig myself to be signed up on the Heteriska for Ribbit. Because he had such a pachat. And maybe for it is really maybe for to come from the Heterista and the Meva. So it's foreign to us, but Rosh Hashanah and a Seder Metshuva, so that's to be makbid in this. So that's one thing you should be makbid on, to learn the halachos of brachos, to see which one of the parents of Yisrael has kedima over the other, and we make the bracha. We should make the bracha properly. Yeah. That's why you have to learn those halachos. I think that Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, she and not a Hilchus Bracha. Right, that's exactly it. What has Kedima? Does has Kedima, that this that you like better, has Kedima over Deus and Shabbos, whether it's Shol or not? That's part of the halachas that you have to know before you start doing all this Sigmar. Okay. Now another halacha is that when you make a bracha, well, you don't make a bracha while the tree is sitting on the plate. A bracha on a tree, you have to hold it in your right hand. That's the halacha. Now again, we may not be marked for a whole year because we're always in a rush. The way we make brachas a whole year, we're getting a coffee in the store, so we're making the shahakul as we're getting out of the car. So that the second we get into the store, we're ready to drink it. But that's not the proper way to make the shahakul. The shahakul is once you have it, you own it, first of all, it has to be yours. And secondly, you have to have it in your hand, and you have to hold it in your right hand, and you have to pronounce the words correctly. So even if you're not marked for a whole year, again, it's time to be marked on to take the tree, whatever tree you're making the bracha, hold it in your right hand, and then make the bracha. Okay. When the simonim are done the first night of Rosh Hashanah, it's almost like as when you do the second night of Rosh Hashanah or not. Again, it's totally on minute, because I didn't find Al-Tisvar, it makes sense not to do it the second night, because the second night we're already not wishing anybody a Sina Toivah and all these things, right? We want the most second Mark Sina Toivah, or we just say good Yontif. That is the fetish, because we have a Haftoka that we are Nistovim the Tifon Shal Tzadikim Gemurim. But it sort of makes sense that you don't need the Simonim anymore the second night, because we already have that Haftoka, but there is also a Noiv. To do the Simonim, so whatever you do is fine. Okay, now this year Tia Shoifa doesn't happen the first day, because Shema Yavienu Dalaramus Mishus Arabim, maybe you carry the Shoifa for Shishol and the Oivra needs the Shabbos, which by the way shows us the tremendous Chumrah of Hoitzah. The union of Melechus Hoitzah was such in Chazal that they were afraid that you're going to carry a Shoifa, and they made with the whole entire Klal Yisrael in the whole entire world, not one person is going to be Mekayim the Mishus Esed Yerashus Tia Shoifa. Right, the Mivato, Mitzvah is a state of rights of Tia Shoifa, that everybody is such a pastor from. As I said, you know what? There's no more Tia Shoifa, because Shema Yavirano Dal Ramas, you might cast the Shalom carry on Shabbos. It should be a Musa Haskell to us, you know, what it means to carry on Shabbos. And, Radatka De Kaf, as I took away two Mitzvahs from us this year. Tia Shoifa and Lulu Menetcher. The two mitzvahs the right, so we don't have this year, only the Rabbanon did the Tia Shoifa on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and the Rabbanon of Lulav and Esrit and the whole Sukkot. Shema Yavirenu Dalaramus, because you might live in a place where there is a Rishut HaRavim, and you might go ahead and carry this to bring it to the Chacham, to ask him how to go Shoifa, or to bring it to the Chacham, how to do the Nanuim, and because we're afraid that somebody might do that, that's for sure. One person might do that, then the whole Klal Yisrael has no mitzvahs left for this year. And no mitzvah tesser of Lulav and Esrog. In Gansen, it's something to think about when we come to the Yemei Adin as to the Chumrah of the Yisur Shabbos in altogether, all the Lamedes in the world. And then including Hoitzah, to be very careful. Those that do use the Eruv, to be careful to make sure the Eruv is up. And to even give it a thought. Every time, you know, every time I'm going to carry something, how important is it that I carry this thing? Because many poskim that hold, after all, that Eruvim don't work in Rishus HaRavim. And what Rishus HaRavim means is complicated. And all these halachas are, you know, when you see Atkedei Kaf, Chazal, Mevatel, and Mitzvot Eser because of this, so we should really give it a thought before we saw, you know, and I mean, I've heard people tell me there are monoliths, there are people that are carrying outside the Eruv. And when they were told that they're carrying outside the Eruv, it doesn't seem it goes in one ear and not the other. You know, because they don't find the chashivas of the mitzvah carrying. It probably has a lot to do with the fact that there's Eruvin all over, so they forgot what it is. They don't even know there's such a mitzvah. That's what it's called. But it's important that to tell our children and to teach them that there's such a mitzvah, and that they shouldn't forget there's such a mitzvah. And, you know, that if somebody carries outside the Eruv, they walk over here on the bicycle path, which is outside the Eruv, and they carry on Shabbos, that they did a tremendous issa, an issa for which there was a Bezdin, and there was a Hasroi Yechai Skiva, there were very few Surim and such a thing. And Oya Chazal felt it so important, that issa Hoitzah, that they said, listen, you know, forget about the mitzvah test of Tia Shoifa this year, because Chas V'Shalom you might carry. So people should be taught, Haverim, you know, should be... to tell him that there is such an issue. And you got to be very careful. You got to familiarize yourself with the Erevitz, those that use it, and to be very careful not to have Shishon carry on the wrong side of the street. Sometimes, you know, it's impossible to make the Erev exactly where, you know, we wish we could make an Erev that there's no such possibility of carrying out of the Erev, but sometimes that's not possible. And people have to familiarize themselves, and they have to tell the children and the Nevi. And kosher can either in places where they don't know whether the Erev is a kosher Erev, or who made the Erev, and they say Erev all over itself. And I can tell you right now, a lot of them are not kosher Erev. And you have to be careful, not just Thomas, though, take it so easy. You know, I mean, a town, somewhere there's an Erev. Find out who made it, find out who checked it, find out, make sure it's checked on Erev Shabbos to make sure the Erev is up. All you need is an 8 miles worth of wires and so on, that one of those wires is cut, or one of those wires is missing, and you have no Erev, and you have the Yisrael itself, which Chazal, and Lulav HaNesra. Okay, but now, the second day Yontif, there is a mitzvah of Tkia Shoifa. Now the mitzvah of Tkia Shoifa, like we all know, is takes, at least in Klal Yisrael, takes, it's like the main part of the whole Yontif. Everybody is Tkia Shoifa, tremendous pachas for a mitzvah of Tkia Shoifa. And so let's learn a little bit about the halachas of Tkia Shoifa. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar, not to blow the shofar, but to hear the shofar, and it's usually done on the shliach. The Baal Tekeah is moitzi everybody in the kohol with tkiyah shofar. Now we learn from Sukkim, the avarta shofar, and it says it three times that you need three different poises. In other words, you need to blow shofar three times on Rosh Hashanah, and that is here. Through at the Kiyah three times, and then you go to the mitzvah of the Oraisa, which this year we don't have, but the mitzvah of the Rabban. Now, we don't know exactly what Truah is. Truah could be, there's three possibilities for Truah. Truah could be what we call a Truah, which is nine short toilets, or Truah could be what we call a Shvarim, which is three more, little bit longer toilets, or what we call Shvarim Truah, which is three and then nine toilets. We don't know what the halacha is. And we pass the Mishum Sofek that we pass when we do all three of them, and we do all three of them three times each. So therefore we have a total of 30 koilas on Rosh Hashanah. We call it 30 because it's one true, they call two. It's really 27, but we call it 30. So that's the, to be yoyt to the mitzvah of the rice. In addition to that, there's all kinds of machloikas in as to how the Shvarim Truah works. But mainly speaking, the three-way machloikas are the Shvarim Truah words. There's the, in the Shulchan Aruch itself, the two dais, where the Shvarim Truah is to be blown two, without any heftik at all between the Shvarim and the Truah. That's called the Neshima Achas. Then there is Shita that holds that you need two Neshimas. Now it's about two, Neshima in between. So two Shitas in Shulchan Aruch. The way the minhag is that you do both. You do by the tias, the meyusha, which is the beginning of tias. We do with one, without a hashtag, without one neshima, and the tias, the new one, we do with two neshimas. Then, I'm telling you basically, so that when you do the mitzvah tias shofar, you know, if you realize more or less the halachas of the mitzvah has a lot more meaning. Now, there's another machloikas, which is a machloikas in the Chazanish and the Mishabrura. What does it mean, two neshimas, and what does it mean, neshima achas? So the Chazon Ish held, the neshima achas means without any hefsek at all. In other words, two, no hefsek whatsoever between the Shvarim and the Truah. Whereas the Mishabrura held, neshima achas means with a hefsek kosher. Two. And then the Chazon Ish held that two neshimas means a hefsek kosher. And the Mishabrura held, two neshimas means Mamish a hefsek of aneshima. Now, two. The Chazon Ish held, if you make a hefsek of a whole neshima, you're not yoytzei the kol ha'deyos at all. That's what the Chazon Ish held. So therefore, a good Baal Tekeah will try and be yoytzei all three shitas. There's plenty of tears that we blow. So that's low, tears the meyusha, we blow without any hefsek at all. Okay? Then the tears, the meumat, we blow with a hefsek kol shehu, like the Chazon Ish, and then at the end we'll blow with a neshima in between to be which will be to be Yotzer Mishmur. Even though Mishmur, we have no objection if he didn't do that at all. But to be Yotzer a lot of shittas. Now there's many shailas that come on in Kiyas Shofar, which is good to to be familiar. For one thing, it makes the davening more interesting. And a lot of times you'll see the matra will tell the Baal Shem to blow something over again, and you want to know why is it, what's going on here. The halacha is like this: you know, a lot of mafsik. The Hilchos Kiyas Shofar is so complicated. I remember that there was a man in Shoyos who got a job as a rabbi in Nova Scotia, Halifax, Nova Scotia. And the Rav Shlomo Zichrono Livracha got all nervous. He's going to be the makir of Shoshana Yom Kippur. He doesn't know the first thing about Hilchos Kiyas Shofar. And he got the job right before the Talmud, so I had to sit with him and learn Hilchos Kiyas Shofar to make sure that Rav Shlomo was nervous. People are not going to be Yotzer Kiyas Shofar in a proper way. So anyhow, you know how to be mastic the Tkiyah between the Tkiyah and the Shvarim, or the Tkiyah and the Truah, or the Tkiyah and the Shvarim Truah, with any call that doesn't belong to it. So now, as I say, I blow a Tkiyah, and then I blow a Shvarim, which is what I'm supposed to blow, and then I'm supposed to blow another Tkiyah. Now I blow Tkiyah, then Shvarim, and instead of blowing another Tkiyah, I blow another Shvarim. I just blow a Shvarim again. Then the halacha is, I lost that whole set. The whole set is done, it's finished. I have to start not back from the Shvarim, but I have to go back to the original. To the original key. Yeah? What happens if I supposed to blow a Shvarim Truah? Right? And instead of a Shvarim Truah, I blew a Shvarim Shvarim. So the same thing. I put in a call that doesn't belong there, I have to go back to the original Tekiah. Now it's not enough to just go back to the... So what happens if I blew a Shvarim Truah? I'm supposed to blow a Shvarim Truah. Right? And I go two, and then... He goes by the border, and nothing happens. Right? So now, do I have to go back to the original Tekiah, or do I have to, or is it sufficient to go to the Shvarim Truah? Because I blew a Shvarim instead of a Shvarim Truah. Right? So now I have a hafzek between, I have a Tekiah, I blew a good Shvarim, which was supposed to be a Shvarim Truah, but it went two, right? So now I have a good Shvarim, and now I want to blow, if I blow a Shvarim Truah, so it's possible that I have a Shvarim between my Tekiah and the Tekiah of Shvarim Truah, and I would have to go back to the original Tekiah. This is where you need a good marker. That's Mamish Abaki in the halacha, because the Baal Tekiah is shaking and he's nervous. So now he's got to, if he starts thinking about all these things, it's not easy. So you get a marker, that's a Talmud talk. And then the halacha, you know what to tell him. So on such a thing, it's not possible what to say. Do you go both to the Kavana, or you go both to the Maisa? The Maitre, the Baal Tekiah, was Mechavim to blow Shvarim Truah. What came out was a Shvarim, because the Truah didn't come out. Is he Mechuyah to go back to the original Tekiah or not? That's an interesting Shaila, the Shaila in the Poskim. And I'll tell you, just to tell you something interesting, this year I've got to have something interesting. So the Marshan says it depends on what day. Now, do you want to think about it for 2 seconds? No, it depends on what day. First day or second day. It's a chiluk in what the halacha is. Huh? No, if you weren't there, no. One is the rashi, one is the rabbana. What's the difference? Huh? Oh, that's what you would think, right? That's what me and you would think, right? But the Marshan doesn't think that way. It's fakir. And the second day, you have to be more machmir than the first day. Why? No. That's what me and you would think. Not the Marshal, that's the Beitar. What? No, because Nidoraisa mitzvah shrichas kavana. Right? So he holds that the Shvarim is only a Shvarim Nidoraisa if you mechamim for a Shvarim. If you stand not mechamim, and we'll soon say it's not so posh, but if you not mechamim for a Shvarim, so then it's not a Shvarim. And the second is a derabonim. By derabonim, with the head, we pass in this is called Tirtut Kavani. Yoti without that. So if you had in mind to blow a Shvarim through and you blew a Shvarim, it's a Shvarim. Doesn't make a difference what's on your mind. So maybe it says the second day you have to go back to the Tekiah. First day you don't have to. Now the question on this is that the halakh is if you blow a kol kemis asek without any Kavana at all, then the halakh is it's a hefsek.
it's a hefsek. You know, if I blow a tkiya, and then can be tasek, I blow a truo, which I didn't mean to blow. It's a hefsek anyhow. So the Marsham will answer to that is, but that's true if you stam mitasek. But if you have kavona to blow a kid, you have kavona to blow a shvarin truo. And what came out was a shvarin, that's not a mitasek, that's much worse than a mitasek. You have kavona to blow a different call than the call that came out, so maybe on the first day that call doesn't count at all, and the second day counts, and you have to go back. The Erev Lamogen is Choylik on the Marsham, and this, he brings it, and it's Choylik, and he also has to go back to the original Tekiah on either one of the days. So you're getting a little bit of a time as well. But what's Nogeya asked is, yeah.
But what if when you blew, what's as far as far as blew,
then it's fine, then that's nothing. Right now, since you blew Tekiah, and then the back says, Shvarim, and you walk away. So then that's nothing. You could just blow Shvarim. Then you don't have to go back to the Tekiah. But if you blew a good kosher call, now this is a question, what happens if you blew one shever out of the three Shvarim and you have a fine shever? Let's say you blow, this is a question which I don't know the answer, you know. You blow Tekiah some Meila, I mean, I heard somebody called about Tekiah, but a 5 o'clock and told me that he's master. Let's say you're blowing a Tekiah Shvarim. Tekiah, and then you run Shvarim, and then the market says Tekiah, and you go boom, and it doesn't go like this, because a lot of times you blow, you know, it's supposed to blow Tekiah, and then somehow it doesn't go all the way through, it's too short. Once it's too short, well, maybe it's a Shever. If it's a Shever, then it's a hefsek between the Shvarim and the Tekiah, the two and the Tekiah, or whatever it may be, and the Tekiah, then maybe you have to go back to the original Tekiah. So I always know it could be Makel on this. But because again, you weren't mechavin to blow a shever, and when one shever is a hefsek, it's also a machloek, even though the poskim can hold that it is. But I heard about the tekiah barafai v'kon, Shai Sofer, and if you know him, he's about the tekiah barafai v'kon, and he said that it happened to him more than once, and Rafai will make him go back to the original tekiah.
When the second tekiah doesn't come out too early.
Right, so it becomes like a shever.
Right.
Then he gets.
Right. So he says
you
have to go back to the
first to do the first to deal. Yeah. Now you see a lot of people, yeah. Personal
question?
Can I have you in mind? A pedaf to you? I'll have you in mind together with everybody else. Yeah. Huh? Oh. Okay. Now, Mir Tashem, I'll go show this in the car, go, what? And then Mate Frank. I don't know. The Mugger and all is the Mate Frank himself wrote. I don't know who wrote it. Yeah. Now, another halacha, and you'll see a shofar, many times you'll see the marker, I mean, you'll see it here, he's looking at a watch. Now, he's not looking to see what time Kiddush is. He's looking to see whether the tears are long enough. Now, what's the shear for a tear? The shear for a tkiah is equal to whatever it is that you're blowing in the middle. So if you're blowing a shvarim trua, so then the tkiah has to be as long as the whole entire shvarim trua.
Why would we do it
twice? So if you, what do you mean?
The tkiahs that we usually have in the shiva are very long.
Well, that's because when you're standing there and you're about to pay it, and you see somebody looking at a watch, you know, you just want to make sure, you know, it's very difficult to look at a watch. My opinion. For the Balmakri, yeah, or for anybody. You sit there and look at a watch. So if you're looking at a digital watch, now how do you know you started? You know, let's say now it says 20, right? Are you in between the 20 and the 21? Or are you exactly at the 20? You don't know, right? A half a second mistake you can make, even a 3/4 second mistake you can make. And you can make that in both directions. Now you're talking about a shear which is measured in half seconds, right? The amount of tekiah. How long is the shvar? Two. How long was it? Huh? Was it? Did you look in the watch? It says 1.5. That's very difficult to tell. So, a lot of times when you have a makre, so the Baal Tekiah first of all gets nervous that the Baal Makre is going to look at his watch the wrong way. I know myself when a tekiah is without looking at a watch. I know how long my tekiah is supposed to be and how long my shvar two is supposed to be. I have experience. But the master sometimes gets nervous, so therefore you blow a little bit longer. Huh? You can lose a half second, which is a long time. Half a second you think it's nothing, but it's a long time you're talking about. And then if you're blowing with a neshima in between,
then you have to lengthen the tekiya too. Right? So now, shvarim, right? So two. So then, those tekiyas have to be longer than the tekiyas where you're blowing without any hefsek at all, even by as much as a half or three quarters of a second. So with that, flow, 3.5 seconds is the longest. 4 seconds is the longest tekiya that you could possibly need. It's about the care. He is crazy, and he goes it longer. So I explained to you the reason why that is. We had 1 year that Rosh Shiva, the point of employment, the point of Rachel, the doctor, and Rosh Shiva, the Hakim Lechaim, kept coming over to me. After each set of tekiyas in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he would come and he'd go like this. So I imagine he meant longer. So which tekiya would you imagine he wants longer? One true, right? That's what I thought. Stop blowing a shvon tshuva, almost 18 seconds. And he comes back after that. And then I thought he's kidding around. What's going on? So after this, we finished with the tears. So I asked him, what did you want? He said the tears by the shvorim, he thought were too short. Not the shvorim tshuva. But he didn't tell me that, so he should have told me what he meant. So, then we had a whole machlok, so he had to blow over again or not. But the Mishmura says, the Yotze Shitas Rashi, you don't blow over again. Shitas Rashi is that a shvarm is like a truah. So as long as it's here, as long as three truahs, according to Rashi, you have to blow over again, so maybe we didn't blow over again. You can make as many truahs as you want.
But the shvarm, it
has to be as long as your truah. Right.
I mean, yours are just a normal one.
No, but your truah. The key has to be as long as the middle truah, and that's why the makre sits there with a watch. The Chazon Ish was makre not to even look at a watch at all. He could tell without the watch. But a lot of them look at a watch, a lot of them don't look at a watch, a lot of makre without them not to look at a watch. And I think it's easier to count without a watch than it is with a watch. With a watch, it's very, very difficult. And I think it's better with an analog watch with a handle than it is with a digital. The digital is terrible, unless you're willing to go ahead. Because the buttons can go to the millisecond. Right? But I haven't met a makri yet. I'm so nervous that he's found a way to do that on Yom Tov. Anyhow, but that's another halakha to Yeshava that's important. Know that you're not supposed to be mafsik between the bracha and the tears, and you're not supposed to be mafsik until the announcement is until the end of the tears. Now the question is why that is. Once you started the mitzvah, normally you could be mafsik by bedika somit. Once you make the bracha and you started doing the bedika, you could be mafsik the Torah for bedika, and even shalom the Torah for bedika, it's not a hashtag, but the chatzila you shouldn't do it. It could be that this announcement for all the chatzila, but if you were mafsik once the tears already started, you don't have to make the bracha over again. But if you have a time on the Baltakeya, so don't just go. Tell them exactly what you mean, but the time is so we don't have that problem. Also, if you have a time, you see that the tears are no good, go speak to the Makri, not the Baltakeya. The Makri is in charge. Huh? Yeah, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is a controversial thing. That there's those that say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and the dogs, and instead of saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, he says shh. So that's different in Hogan and Klal Yisrael. I imagine it's better to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo than it is to say shh. And Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is only a hashtag in Pesukei Zimra. That's the only place where you find it. In Pesukei Zimra it says not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, but like this Baruch Hu Shemo is part of the tefillah. Once you started at Tia Shofar already, and the bracha Tia Shofar itself, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because you're being judged with that bracha. But any other bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, if you normally say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, there's really no reason why you shouldn't. I don't see any clear way in any way in the poskim that it says such a thing. It probably stems from the fact that by Pesukei Zimra it says not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, so they think Pesukei Zimra is very different. It's a bracha Rishon, it's a bracha Achrayna. So you're in between brachas, and maybe you don't want to say anything. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is not Mikra Din, it's only a minute to say that. The Gro didn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo ever. So the Mela, that's why. But the Ikka is to be done in the Kabbana, and to be the Simcha and Rosh Hashanah, and to have a Tocha, the fact that we'll all have Siva Siva Taiva and a good Yav and Shior together with the rest of our
children.
Hey,
what about sleeping on Shabbos?
Sleeping a Shabbos or Shoshana, if you're the Baal Tekeya, you could sleep. If you're the Baal Tefillah, you could sleep. That's why I'm dominating the first day and blowing the second day. But normally speaking, it says not to sleep. The meaning is not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Huh? But a lot of people say that after Chatzos you could sleep. So I don't know exactly. It's a funny thing to say that something's wrong not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, and it means only before Chatzos. Who sleeps before Chatzos? Most people.
We don't eat before Chatzos.
Yeah.
What about eating before Shofar?
Eating before Tia Shofar. So eating before Tia Shofar is a teller. Rabbi Yashar is always running his zoom. Should be Marek Yomim. It's a teller. He had this internal bleeding and he fainted and they rushed him to the hospital. And I heard from Adim Memonim that they gave him blood. When they gave him the first transfusion, so he felt better. As soon as he felt better, he got out of bed to die. Wound down and laying down. And a whole week, they didn't know if he's going to make it or not. And as soon as they gave him the transfusion, he opened up at the morning and said, I'm learning. In the intensive care unit. You know, that's Rabbi Yashar. Who can imagine? But anyhow, so one of the interesting things is that he was always known to make Kiddush before Tia Shofar. Then when he was about 85 or 86 years old, he stopped. So they asked him, you know, you stopped making Kiddush. I mean, you're very old now. It's a kid. If anything, when you were younger, he was easy. Now you're old. So he said, what do you mean? I relearned the halakhos, and I think it's taka also. You know, a lot of make kiddush for Tia Shofar. Imagine a yid that is 85, 86 years old. His whole life he held one way, and then he got, you know, the usefulness that he can relearn the halakhos and come up with a different start at that age. So I think the pashtus is before Tia Shofar you shouldn't make kiddush unless you're old and polished. Now we used to in yeshiva make kiddush years ago. And with the kiddush and all that, we started getting out at 2 o'clock. So the memele, we are, you know, we decided, you know, nobody's that weak that if they go home at 1:30, they can hold on. But now it's getting later and later, but it's not that late. That's okay. It's not a problem. No problem. Huh? If you're thirsty, if you want. What? Yeah, you're not fasting anyhow, but if you... If he's very weak, he should make Kiddush. Yeah. I don't know when he's going to make Kiddush. And Shabbos is not Kiyas Shofar, so... On Shabbos you can make Kiddush, not Kiyas Shofar. Okay.